good rising, good day, good evening. Welcome again to the prayer chamber. Today we will be renouncing, we will be breaking ungodly, or we will be breaking unrighteous covenants. We will be renouncing, rejecting, denouncing, and rebuking wicked relationships and covenants that we have allowed ourselves to be in. This would include sororities, fraternities, the Masons, Eastern Stars, breaking soul ties with people and with things that we've connected ourselves to. It is my desire that as you begin to pray this prayer and meditate on these things, that the Most High, so nini na nini, will begin to reveal specifics to you that you must denounce and renounce and rebuke and reject out of your life. It is my prayer and my desire that so nini na nini will begin to show you and reveal to you even items that may be in your home that you might think is innocent that you need to get rid of. For example, if you are a married person and you receive gifts from relationships you shouldn't have been in, and you can relationships such as adultery that you should not have been in, those gifts need to be removed from your home. If you were not married and you were in relationships that you should not have been in, for example, in relationships with people who were married but you're single, fornication or anything like that, gifts that you received, you need to get rid of those things out of your home. However you and the Most High work out getting rid of that is up to you. Some people burn them, some people throw them away. The reason why this is important is because by keeping these things in your home and around you, it still connects you to that person or that unhealthy wicked relationship. This would include paraphernalia from sororities and fraternities and other secret societies. Those things they need to be burned. Those particular things would need to be burned and removed from your home. Crosses, anything that you would consider as an idol, maybe some music, books, whatever it is that the Most High reveals to you during this prayer and throughout your walk with the Most High as we return to covenant, the Most High will begin to reveal things that need to be removed from your life, from your home, from your mind, from your spirit. And my encouragement to you would be to obey the Most High. There have been several things in my returning to the covenant that the Most High has allowed me to know that I needed to get rid of. For example, when I was in college, I did not join a fraternity or a sorority. However, I was inducted into Psi Chi. This is an organization for psychology majors. I was also inducted into another society for social sciences. And the Most High just recently encouraged me to have my name removed from their listing. During this time, a week before this, the Most High revealed to me that I had, with my graduation sash, the emblem of those organizations. I threw them in the garbage. Crosses, I threw them in the garbage. Books, I got rid of them. Just whatever the Most High would reveal to me, I got rid of, because I did not want to have any soul tie, any connection to anything that would keep me from obeying and being in covenant with my Father. And so this prayer today is about breaking wicked relationships, relationships that you were in that the Most High did not sanction. So let's go. Scriptures I'm referring to today are Luke chapter 11, verses 34 to 36, Romans chapter 12, verse 2, and Ephesians chapter 5, 8 through 11. So, Nini Nani, by your word, we declare the lamp of the body is the eye, and our eye is good. Then our whole body is full of light. But when our eye is bad, our body and everything connected to us is full of darkness. Father, we confess that our eye was bad, and we let darkness into our homes, our marriages, our relationships, finances, and anything that is connected to us. We, Father, allow darkness to come into these areas of our lives. Therefore, we repent and confess that we resisted the authority of your covenant and spirit when you told us that we would not be in your will if we followed after other nations. Father, we have followed after other nations doing as they do, pledging our lives and bowing our knees to false deities, having shrines in our homes, in our offices that we shouldn't have. Father, we repent because we have robbed you of praise and worship and neglected our homes, our lives, and our community because of it. Father, and we destroy those things that keep us out of covenant with you. Father, we are getting rid of those items that keep us out of covenant with you. Father, as you make known to us those things and people that we should get rid of and remove ourselves from, we will do. We will follow and obey. Because we realize and know we have committed falsehood toward you and others. Now, Modimo, today, we renounce, denounce, and turn from the works of disobedience in our lives and the effects of every contrary thing that goes against your word and your covenant. Father, right now, we turn to you and we turn back to the covenant you made with our fathers, Abram, Isaac, and Jacob, so that we can have part in you, and so that we are no longer in fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness or anyone who is operating in darkness, which we have allowed to enter into our lives through disobedience, adultery, fornication, deception, gossip, pledging oaths into secret societies, tale-bearing, and even having a desire for unholy things. Father, again, we confess them and expose them before you. They are shameful. Today, we sever ties that we had with anyone who we involved ourselves with in the unfruitful works of darkness. So, Nini Nani, help us to know and understand how much more you have for our lives. Teach us to walk and to live in the covenant you made with our ancestors. In doing so, we will see that we have a rich relationship with you and a life of fruitfulness, love, and protection, and all that is good according to the covenant. Most High, teach us how to pray and worship in the Spirit more effectively. Teach us to be more than conquerors, to walk in the truth and the power of your covenant. Now that we are no longer part of the unfruitful works of darkness and deception, teach us how to remain and not be swayed, but to walk in and be led by your Spirit. Father, whatever you instruct us to do, we want to do that only. We don't want to be disobedient in any area of our lives as we were when we served the lust of our flesh. We don't want you to be disappointed in us, to cut us off from you and from the inheritance you promised our fathers Abram, Isaac, and Jacob. We don't want to be prideful. We don't want to walk in the lust of our flesh, the pride of life. We don't want to be out of covenant any longer. As you prepare your people for this great gathering, opening the eyes of the Bantu, enable us to be totally obedient to you. May you have the same testimony about us that you had about our father Abram. You counted his obedience as righteousness, Father. May we walk in obedience to you. May we have the same confidence in you that he had, regardless of how we feel, what we want, or if we or others understand it or not. May we no longer associate, connect, desire, or look to the unfruitful works of wickedness to satisfy us, to give us our identity. Our identity is in you. You are our Father, the Father of the Bantu. You have given us an identity. You have called us kings and priests and queens. You have called us out to be your special people. That's our identity. And therefore, there's no need for us to look outside of you for anything. Again, Father, we denounce, reject, renounce, and rebuke any and all soul ties and connection with the kingdom of darkness, and we walk in the covenant of our fathers. And we do this in the powerful name of Sonini Nanini Samani. Hallelujah.